And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
If you just tuned in just a few minutes, Stacy Cohn will share with us what is a McRib sandwich at McDonald's. Because we all know it.
It's not ribs.
I love it.
If you're a fan of the, if you're what they call a McRibite.
Is that what they call them?
Okay. If you're a McRibite.
Turn off the radio now.
I can suggest some other programming for you because you may not want to go back after
oh,
this.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm saying there. Okay. I mean, really, did you actually think they were ribs?
No.
People would choke on the bones. Anything you make into a shape, you know, has to be something kind of strange. Anyway,
yeah.
let's head to Lee. Lee, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you guys today?
Very good. Have you ever had a McRib sandwich?
I have. And you know what? They're actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
If you know what they're made out of, you won't want to go back.
Yeah.
You guys are all going to ruin it for me, man. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. I know nothing about that stuff.
Okay. Well, I know you wanted to talk to Dr. Debbie. What's going on?
All right. My question is a dog I have. It's, she was found on my doorstep one day, and I just kind of adopted her. The vets say that she's a Chihuahua, but she doesn't look like anything like a Chihuahua. She almost looks like part wiener dog and part Chihuahua, maybe. But they say she's full-blood Chihuahua. She's long. She's longer. Anyway, the question is when my other golden retriever likes to lay down, I have two golden retrievers, by the way. When one of the other golden retrievers lays down on the ground, you know, just sitting out in the front yard or whatever, this Chihuahua will get up on her back. She'll crawl up on the back real gently, and she kind of like starts like humping her almost.
Okay.
And she does this only to this dog. And the golden retriever just kind of lays there, and she acts like she loves it. You know, it's like she's scratching her back or rubbing her back or something.
Is this normal? God bless her, man. That's determination, I'm telling you.
But it's a male. It's a female dog.
Okay. So they're both female dogs?
Females.
You said they're both females?
Yeah, they're all females.
Okay. All right. Well, mounting and humping is also a sign of dominance. So it doesn't matter that your little baby's a tiny little Chihuahua. She's actually found a physical way to demonstrate that by humping. And the reason your other dog is probably tolerant to that is she accepts that as a display of her subordinate position to the Chihuahua. So I have that happen around my household where I have a 90-pound dog and, you know, a little 12-pounder. And, you know, there's some times where size really doesn't matter. It's the attitude behind the body. So that's all that is. It's really not anything that she's oversexed or anything like that.
Okay.
Listen for more Animal Radio. Go to animalradio.com for more.